my pleasure to be here. And actually, my comments are very complimentary to Shoshana's. You know, I am a recovering techno-optimist. I have spent a lot of my career working on technologies, emphasizing how they have been important in some of the great achievements of humanity, including major progress against poverty. Francis Bacon viewed technology as the handmaiden of human dominion over nature. But at some level, it's also a tool for human domination over other humans. And the question is, what determines the balance between how we use technology to expand what we do and how we use technology to empower one group at the expense of another? A lot of my work argues and documents that automation, though it has been a central part of what technology does, also has an element of human dominion over humans, because it enables employers to sideline workers, and it makes the prosperity that technological change generates non-shared in general. In particular, when you look at periods in which automation was rampant and there weren't other countervailing forces, either institutional, for example, increasing worker power, or technological, other uses of technology, for example, new tasks and new functions that increase worker marginal productivity, then technological change came with impoverishment of millions of people. Shared prosperity set in when automation went hand in hand with other more worker-friendly uses of technology. Over the last 60 years, and especially over the last 40 years, digital technologies, unfortunately, have moved in a much more rapid automation direction. My work documents that much of the huge rise in inequality in the United States and much of the rest of the Western world cannot be understood without this automation aspect of technology. For instance, about 50 to 70% of the increase in inequality within the US is tied to automation. Now, there are two sets of arguments that are given to point out that this isn't so bad. One is that productivity growth is taking place and it will naturally trickle down to the rest of the population. And two, that the future is going to be brighter. Unfortunately, there isn't very strong evidence supporting either of these two claims. Productivity increases actually have been rather disappointing from digital technologies. And my work suggests that that is partly due to the fact that we have gone too much in the automation direction. We have left a lot of low-hanging fruit unpicked. And in fact, going counter to the claims of many technology leaders, the specific way in which we are developing technologies, digital technologies, is a choice. There is nothing inherent in the nature of digital technologies, nor in the nature of AI, that says that it should be used for automation. AI in particular, as a broad technological platform, can be utilized for myriad different functions, and many of them that could be very human complementary, creating new tasks, new platforms for humans to share information and to perform much more meaningful jobs. It is a function and an outcome of who controls technology: large companies, the tech sector, and what their incentives and priorities are. This is true for much of the technological developments of the last 30, 40 years. AI, I see as the next act in this play. It is deepening these fissures, and in a way that I find quite dangerous for complementary reasons to what Shoshana was emphasizing. And since these problems are sometimes perceived to be Western world problems, I also want to end by pointing out that far from it, I think the biggest threat that AI poses to economic livelihood is not actually in the West, but in the developing world. In the 1970s, an inspiring group of economists, such as Francis Stewart and others, articulated ideas about appropriate technology, worrying that the technologies developed and then exported to the developing world from the West were not appropriate to the conditions in these emerging economies. For example, they could be too capital intensive, or they could be much more targeted for working in large corporations while smaller firms were dominant in these sectors. I argue that AI is actually the mother of all inappropriate technologies. It is remaking the international division of labor, and it will rapidly spread throughout the rest of the world. But AI utilizes huge amount of data, very skilled labor and capital to replace.
With apologies for the interruption, just to confirm that is agreed that the interpretation will now cease. Thank you for your understanding.
200 years, no developing nation has scored rapid growth without making best use of its human resources, which are typically low skill and semi-skilled workers. So as AI spreads, I think it will be a hugely disruptive technology to the rest of the world. And the problem is, I think we are, of course, right now focused on many immediate huge dangers, such as Russia's unprovoked aggression in Ukraine and other defining problems. But I believe AI's impact on the developing world deserves as much attention because it's going to define the future of much of humanity. And in closing, I want to reiterate that I sharply disagree with the technology experts who think that AI has a preordained path and it's just following that path, and anything on its way is collateral damage we have to put up with. All of this is a choice, and its impact on the rest of the world is a choice that is quite costly for humanity. Thank you.